Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you tonight. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States, around the world. Today is January 22nd, 2026, and the gauntlet has been dropped in Davos, and we are going to talk all about it. So welcome to everybody coming in. I had to come on a little later tonight. I had some things to deal with Chris as well, and finding him an aide amongst other things. So we were dealing with some of those things today. And so this is why I'm on a little bit later tonight, but we're here, praise God. So let me say hi to people coming on in. I see a bunch of you now coming in. I see Northern Florida. God bless you. Omaha, Nebraska. Hello. God bless you. Massachusetts. I see coming in. God bless you. Saskatchewan, Canada. Hello to all our wonderful friends and neighbors in Canada watching us tonight. God bless you. I see Fayetteville, Arkansas. Marion, New York. Indiana. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. Happy to have you. Chicago. Hello to our friends in Chicago. You make great pizza too. I don't care what anyone says. Chicago deep dish. You guys make great pizza too. Texas. God bless Texas. Hello to all of our viewers coming in Texas tonight. I see Colorado. I see Tennessee. God bless you. Tallahassee, Florida. Tallahassee, Alabama, actually, I see coming in. God bless you as well. Oh, I see Pennsylvania and Plattsburgh, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Plattsburgh. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Clearwater, Florida, I see. Wadena, Minnesota. God bless you all coming in. Jasper, Texas and Sagamore, Pennsylvania. Hello, hello. I see Kentucky. I see Quebec. Hello to our friends in Quebec. Quebec led a campaign at one point to separate from Canada. I think you need to bring that campaign back right about now with what's going on up there. God bless you coming in. I see South Carolina as well. Hello to you. And North Carolina coming in, and Southern Georgia. God bless all of you coming in. Cincinnati, Coconut Creek, Florida, California. God bless all you coming in from California right now. I see the Palm Coast in Florida and Kissimmee, Florida. God bless you as well. Maryland, I see Maryland coming in as well. Very happy to have you with us. And we'll do a few more as people are jumping on. I know the time was a little later tonight, but we are here. Aloha in the Big Island. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Hawaii. Very happy to have you with us as well. And let's see, Wisconsin and the UK. Hello to our wonderful international audience and all of our viewers in the UK as well. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. And I see more Canada's coming in as well. South Dakota coming in as well. Australia. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Australia and our neighbors in New Jersey who just came in. God bless all of you. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. I just saw Croatia come in. Hello to our viewers in Croatia. God bless you. So happy to have you with us. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what we're going to do, as usual, we're opening up in prayer. We're handing this right over to the Lord is what we're going to do. And then we are going to be off and running tonight, talking all about Davos and what this means and what happened and the prophetic implications in the book of Daniel. And we're getting into all of it. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord. We are preparing as well for an enormous storm. I am trying to pray this storm away and break it up. I'm not even kidding you. I've been walking around speaking to the barometric pressure and the cloud formations and the wind patterns. And I've been, in the name of Jesus Christ, speaking to this storm to weaken this storm that is headed for us this weekend. So please pray for us here. Our team is doing an amazing job prepping just in case, but please pray for us with that as well. So let's open up in prayer, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day as we come boldly but humbly to your throne of grace, Father God, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father God, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And Father, we just praise you that your mercies are new and renewed every single day. Father, we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to this earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that a transaction took place at the cross, that legal matters were settled at the cross, that when Christ said, "It is finished," the case was won on appeal. We were purchased. We were deemed. We were reconciled back to you, Father God. An open show and spectacle of the enemy was made before all of creation. And Christ miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, our advocate without ceasing, our mediator without ceasing, Father God, before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory saturate the atmosphere, your power, your might, your truth, Father God, your conviction, Father God, let it saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that people tangibly feel your presence move, Father God, that they are ministered to, that the Holy Spirit is the counselor and mightily goes forth and minister to those, Father God, that are watching tonight. Lord, we ask you, go before us tonight. You be our front and rear guard. You order our steps, order my words, Father God, as we go forth tonight in you. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land, north, south, east, west, above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point, that your weapons of war, Lord, would be released, Father God, to dismantle and destroy the works of darkness and iniquity, that in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, spell, curse, incantation, sorcery, dark arts, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, canceled, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it cast back, Father God, to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because you have given that to us. Your grace and mercy has given us another day, Father God. Lord, you say, Father God, in the book of Job, have you ever commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? Father, we praise you that you command our days, Father God. We praise you. You have given us power and authority on high to do so ourselves through Christ Jesus, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. You are he who liveth and died. And behold, you are alive forevermore. You are holy. You are righteous. You are just. You sit on the highest throne, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that you judge and weigh the matters of men and nations within the earth, Father God, that you are ever present, that your eyes wander to and fro across this earth, Father God, and no matter what is happening in the nations, there is one absolute, and that is you are God, and there is no other, Father. And we praise you, and we thank you, and we give you all the glory tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who were jumping on during prayer. We are ready to rumble here in a moment. Now, if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe. We would very much appreciate it. We are blessed that you do that. It very much helps us. The gauntlet has been dropped in Davos. The world has been put on notice. The UN has been put on notice. There is a lot that has been put on notice that I don't even think President Trump realizes the depths of it, but he will. But this has been quite something to watch. And we're going to get into all things prophetically about this. Why now? Prophecy. We're gonna talk a little bit about Greenland. We're gonna talk about the UN. We're gonna talk about Davos. We're gonna talk about this peace board that President Trump has formed, and we're gonna talk about the Book of Daniel as well when it comes to this, to try to get a better understanding, biblically and prophetically, what is going on here. So I will say this: we need to pray for the safety of President Trump now more than ever before, with the gauntlet he just dropped at the World Economic Forum in Davos. We need to pray for the safety of him, for the safety of his family, for the safety of his cabinet members right now. I'm telling you, because what they are doing is actually forcing nations to realign and new alliances to form, and it's shifting globally and sifting nations. And so if ever there was a time to pray for the safety of this man and his family, it would be now, with what we just witnessed, the epicness of what we just witnessed, because we are in a very, very interesting time. We're in a very interesting time. And I'm going to tell you something. When I talk prophecy, I have accountability around me. Okay? You can't claim to be prophetically accurate and prophetically seasoned without having accountability around you. And I have not only a board, but I have Pastor Rick, and I have other prophetic people around me that I counsel with, that I read words to, that I run by them when I'm hearing, to have accountability. Because when you don't have accountability, you become like Elijah. You start shooting your mouth off, torching soldiers, and you get called to the principal's office early by Almighty God. That's exactly what happens. And you need to have accountability around you. Be careful and make sure that who you listen to has accountability around them, and not just a bunch of prophets of Baal around them, a company of yes prophets and yes people around them, but people that will actually speak the truth into their lives. And I'm very serious about saying that. And Pastor Rick was talking to me about that last night. And it was suggested that I briefly talk about this before I get into everything I'm going to talk about tonight, because you need to have that around you. And I have people watching at all times, and that I'm running things by when I'm hearing things spiritually, and I'm running words from the Lord by, and I'm counseling with, and I'm making sure that there is a system of checks and balances around me, because it is so important. Otherwise, I'm telling you, your vision's going to get skewed. You're going to shoot things off at the mouth that aren't going to scripturally align, and these people get themselves in trouble. So I wanted to tell you that, because I think it's important, because I don't think it gets addressed enough in the prophetic about accountability. And I think it's something very, very important to have around you. And so I wanted to start with that disclaimer tonight. As we go forth, there will be some things I'm going to be talking about prophetically next week that we are going to get into. I'm just going to send right now a message to, let me see here, private chat to my team right now. Okay, I'm going to send a message to the team, and then we're going to get, I'm just sending it to them right now before we begin. All right, there we go. Okay. And we're off and running. Okay. I love you all also. I very much appreciate that. Okay. So now we can appropriately get into what we're going to talk about now, the gauntlet that got dropped at Davos, because we are watching some very historic things happen here. as we are watching this global shift happen. And make no mistake, it is a shift. Now, I'm going to play for you a couple of clips here. We're going to talk in between them, but we're going to play for you some clips from Davos, President Trump talking, and we're going to come back and talk.
With that, I don't know, it was so, because he was so aggressive. And I realized in that conversation that the United States is keeping the whole world afloat. Many places, I could give you 6-7 places just in the people in this little area. I know every one of them. They're looking down. They don't want to see me. They don't want to stare me in the eyes. But they're taking advantage of, everybody took advantage of the United States. But I've been very fair, and I gave them a tariff, and it was fine. But I realized that without us, it's not Switzerland anymore. Without us, it's not any of the countries that are represented here. And we want to work with the countries. We want to work with them. We're not looking to destroy them.
Now, the World Economic Forum logo, right, is... the way it's written in the background, it looks like a 666 running through all of those O's. It's very fascinating the way that is written. So President Trump is stepping into the lion's den. He's stepping into territory that is like the time of Daniel, territory of those that want to destroy him, territory of the enemy. He is literally going into enemy territory. So let's play this clip next from Glenn Beck, and then we'll come back and talk.
There are parts of Europe you can't even recognize anymore. That has to stop. The leaders either don't understand, or you do understand and you won't do anything about it. He said, that's why we are changing, because this system doesn't work. He then talked about Venezuela and how strong America was in Venezuela and what had just happened. And he said, you know, with Venezuela, I told them to make a deal. Oh, they were willing to make a deal after the attack. And then he said something really interesting. Let's make a deal. They didn't until after the attack. Gee, more people should do that, which I thought was really interesting. It was around this time in his speech, he was getting some laughs from leaders when he would make jokes or say things like that. Kind of an uncomfortable laugh from time to time. There has been no laugh line here. He has said things that he means as a joke a couple of times, but you've noticed there hasn't been any laugh. Not a single laugh line. The world leaders are listening to him. I think this is the most consequential speech I have heard a president give since possibly the Berlin Wall speech or the Evil Empire speech given by Ronald Reagan. But this is much, much deeper. He is breaking up the United Nations.
Okay. So Glenn Beck had some pretty good insight on this as well. But when President Trump came in, he came in more serious and more staunch and with more resolve than we have seen him in years past. He realized he was going into a den of thieves and a den of world leaders that want to not only see him destroyed, but see the United States destroyed, and who ultimately want to not only destroy humanity, but completely cut off people from their creator, who is Almighty God. He's realizing he's going into territory like this. This is the lion's den. This is going into a predatory place and walking into that. And you have to walk into that under an anointing from Almighty God when you go into situations like this. Now, I want to go to December 8th, 2022 for a second. Word of the Lord. This is what it says. As a geyser so springs forth, so shall this occur in France and shall be a catalyst for other nations in Europe. For the time shall draw near for the running of the bulls, and there shall be a stampede, as even Switzerland shall draw a line. This line was drawn in Davos, Switzerland. It says, Switzerland shall draw a line. And then it says the word Denmark as well, says the Lord. There shall be a major world event that comes forth from that nation that shall steer directions in Europe, says the Lord. We're watching it now. We're watching that major world event concerning Greenland now, because the Lord says Switzerland shall draw a line, Denmark as well. So you were going to see Switzerland and Denmark, right, draw a line surrounding the same issue. We watch this happen in Davos, Switzerland, and we watch Denmark come out, send troops, and try to draw a line when it comes to Greenland. That was December 8th, 2022. That was almost 4 years ago that word was given. July 12th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, watch Switzerland in this hour. Watch Switzerland. Watch France, as more upheaval and a deep excavation of their government and ruling practices shall bring forth devastation to that country. March 12th, 2025, the great excavation in your nation, O capital America, has gone forth. The great unearthing has begun in order to expose what has been buried for decades, says the Lord. I am going back and reaching back decades, says the Lord. I have fooled the corrupt, allowing them to think they have buried such deep enough. However, capital, says the Lord, I am coming forth in this time and causing the soil to be tilled, the roots to be broken, the resource systems to be disrupted. I, the Lord, am allowing a breach, capital, of their walls, their firewalls, their vault, their filings, their programs, and their bugs that have caused these activities to be veiled from the people of your nation, from the people of Iran, from the people of Russia, from the people of Denmark. Look at who he's naming. All the countries at play right now, Iran, Russia, Denmark, the people of Europe, the rands of Europe have just gotten into position to try to vie for dominance against President Trump. What has been hidden for decades is being excavated in this time, says the Lord, for I'm allowing it for a time and a time. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the rams have gotten into their positions to vie for dominance, says the Lord. The bilateral rams have gotten into position, says the Lord. The rams of Europe have positioned themselves. They are positioning themselves. We are actively watching these things happen. Now, his speech in Davos was laying down the gauntlet for many things. It was laying down the gauntlet and putting the world on notice of what the United States will accept and will not accept anymore, that the United States isn't going to play their games anymore, that President Trump has things he's got to get done, that he desires to get done, and that these other nations aren't going to try to trifle without penalty. It was truly drawing a line in the sand, but it was also there to establish dominance when it comes to Greenland, when it comes to this peace board, when it comes to the UN. We're going to get into it all. Now, let me show you this pic of Greenland. Why President Trump at Davos was so forward about this and why he wants this. Let's show you what this looks like from above. There's the United States. There's Canada. And oh, look what's between Russia and the United States and Canada, but Greenland. This is why President Trump right now, and for him to be this concerned and want it, let me tell you something. They got intelligence that I don't care what junk intel, okay, individuals spouting off at the mouth for views is saying. I don't care what they're saying. They have intel we don't know. He's got intel about Russia right now that we don't know. And because if this is the urgency for Greenland, you best know they have intelligence on Russia that is quite alarming. Let's just put it that way, first of all. Secondly, now, I want to talk about the deeper agenda with Greenland here, because yes, he wants a golden dome system and he wants all those things, yes, but what Trump is doing with Greenland also is about shipping, waterways, control of those waterways, military strategy and protection, and precious minerals. This is a four-point plan. This is one in Greenland for four different reasons. You have shipping and waterways, right? Control of those waterways, control of the, especially because Russia and China are cozy, control of them militarily, militarily having a strategy to protect and having a military position of protection from there, and also the precious minerals right now that is become, in a way, a honeypot for nefarious nations of the world. So this is more than we think when it comes to Greenland right now. This is because the nations like Russia and China and those around them are becoming more volatile. Now, I'm going to tell you something. China is going to get into a very serious military conflict with India. I'm just telling you that is coming. I am saying this by unction of the Holy Spirit right now. That is going to happen. That is coming. However, because Russia and China are cozy, and because China has just made an alliance with our neighbor Canada that borders us, I could see why President Trump would have an urgency to want to establish a military presence in Greenland. China right now is playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3 with the U.S. You know when you used to play that as a kid and you turn your back, you go red light, green light, 1, 2, 3, and turn around, everyone freezes. And then you turn your back and do it again, and then they move a little closer, and you have to try to catch them. China is playing red light, green light, 1, 2, 3 with the U.S., and now they've moved to Canada, okay? Now they've made an alliance with a country that directly borders us. That should alarm you. That should not make you feel comfortable that the leader that worships 17 million demon gods has now played the game of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, because that's what China and Canada are playing right now when it comes to the United States of America. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Okay, now let's move along here because we have a lot to get to. It is red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. I don't know how else to say it, but that's what China is playing right now. And I'm telling you, before they take their hands and put on the United States of America, they're going to get caught. Okay. So, and the Pentagon, China is desperately trying to infiltrate the Pentagon. I'm telling you, this is actively going on. They are desperately trying to do this, and they are going to get caught in a very public way. Very public. Okay. Now, let's put up the news article because we have to move to this peace board now because a gauntlet was dropped in Davos with this too. There were so many gauntlets dropped. Greenland, the UN, when it comes to this peace board, when it comes to putting the leaders of the world on notice that the United States isn't going to take their guff anymore. So there was a lot of lines in the sand drawn, shall we say. Okay. A look at Trump's Board of Peace and who has been invited. The Board of Peace led by U.S. President Donald Trump was originally envisioned as a small group of world leaders overseeing the Gaza ceasefire plan. Since then, the Trump administration's ambitions have ballooned into a more sprawling concept, with Trump extending invitations to dozens of nations and hinting the board will soon broker global conflicts like a pseudo-UN security council. In letters sent Friday to various world leaders inviting them to the board, Trump said it would embark on a new bold approach to resolving global conflict, suggesting it could act as a rival to the UN Security Council, the most powerful body of the global organization created in the wake of World War II. That's how you know the whispers of World War III are getting louder, because they're trying to create a council to now oppose and rival the UN, which was created after World War II. And the whisperings of World War III have gotten louder and louder. And this is when this is formed. But there's another reason why this is being formed in this time. And I'm going to show you in a moment. Let's put up the next news article here. These countries have agreed to join Trump's Board of Peace. White House officials, now some of them say 60, some of them say 50. So I'm not just probably somewhere in between, have invited 60 member nations to join the Board of Peace in an effort to ensure law and order is sustained, and told countries it would cost $1 billion to secure a permanent seat on the board. Leaders are expected to solidify their decision to join the board during a Thursday signing ceremony in Davos, Switzerland, where foreign chiefs have gathered for the World Economic Forum. While France, Norway, and Sweden have already publicly declined their invitation, citing concern for infringing on the United Nations, watch those nations closely in this hour and what happens to their leadership and their infrastructure. France, Norway, and Sweden. Keep that in mind. Others have signed on to the agreement to work alongside Trump to quell violence in the region. The next news article, what is Trump's Board of Peace and who has joined so far? A senior White House official said on Wednesday about 35 world leaders have so far committed to joining the Board of Peace out of the 50 or so invitations that were sent. That's interesting. Psalm 35 says, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. I take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I draw out also the shield, the spear and javelin, and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute me. The Lord is my deliverance. Interesting. Now, the 50 or so invitations that were sent. Yes, it's $1 billion to get into this peace board that Trump is the permanent leader of. Okay. Now, the number 50, biblically speaking, is significant and is associated with the Feast of Pentecost, which occurs 50 days after Passover. That happens, that's part of it as well. In Genesis 18:24, this is interesting. Abraham negotiated with God concerning Sodom and Gomorrah that if 50 righteous people were found, God would spare the entire city. The book of Genesis happens to also contain 50 chapters, and the depth of Noah's ark was 50 cubits, which is in Genesis 6:15. Now, why is this happening now? Why of all times, of all seasons, would this be formed now? I'm going to show you in a moment. It's being formed between two blood moons, both marking Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. And I will show you how this is connected to it, how it's about reversals, it's about judgments, it's about judgments against the UN, it's about shifting global alliances because the world is racing towards the latter events of the book of Revelation. Why would this happen now? Because there is a prophetic timeline. When it comes to this, when it comes to Purim, when it comes to the book of Esther, when it comes to decrees of destruction and divine reversals in the earth. And let me show you something very interesting here. Ready for this? What is Trump's Board of Peace? Who has joined so far? And it occurred in Davos, Switzerland, right? That was what the headline said. What is Trump's Board of Peace? Who has joined so far? It happened in Davos, Switzerland. From this, between two blood moons, marking both Purim 2025 and 2026. From this, you can spell Purim, Esther, Haman, decree, destruction, reversal. So from this being formed now, this Board of Peace in Davos, between two blood moons, both marking Purim, you can actually spell Purim, Esther, Haman, decree, destruction, reversal. I don't know how many more, much more clear it has to be, the time that we are in and how crucial and monumental and global Purim 2026 is going to be, which happens to be at the beginning of March, starting March 2nd, I believe, at sundown 2026, which will be marked by a blood moon. This is happening now because this is connected to all of this. This is why Iran is falling now. This is why the decree of destruction has reversed on the leadership of Iran now in between two blood moons, both marking Purim 2025 and 2026. It's an appointed prophetic timeline within the earth. And this is why you see these things happening one after the other right now. Praise the Lord. Because this is not an accident, people. You're dealing with prophetic timelines here. You're dealing with times and seasons that are marked by signs in the heavenlies that we cannot ignore. Okay. Now, we're going to put up the Fox News article about this as well. Trump and world leaders sign Gaza Board of Peace Charter. President Donald Trump unveiled his Board of Peace on Thursday, with world leaders signing on to pursue a lasting agreement for Gaza. Trump inaugurated the board during a speech and signing ceremony at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Once this board is completely formed, we can do pretty much whatever we want to do, and we'll do it in conjunction with the United Nations, Trump said in a statement. Now, this is laying the gauntlet against the United Nations. You have to listen to his wording. Okay, he's saying, oh, we'll do it in conjunction with them. He don't want to work with them. He's putting them on notice. The United Nations in Davos, between two blood moons marking Purim, have been put on notice. Who the United Nations has been one of the greatest, in a way, persecutors of Israel in many ways that has existed. But they have been put on notice by President Trump, and he is creating a Security Council to do what the UN is too corrupted, compromised, and paid off to do. Now, what's interesting about this is that the internet kind of went crazy on this, and I want to break this down for you and explain this. But President Trump's proposed Gaza Board of Peace has sparked widespread speculation online, with some claiming it could represent the 10 kings described in Daniel 7 and Revelation 17, because it's a permanent 10-member, right, board that you invite other nations into. So that 10-member board oversees it, but other nations are invited into it. Now, this has kind of gone wild a little bit online. This is what I'm going to explain to you. This is not the 10 kings that are described in Daniel and Revelation. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show you why it's not. The 10 kings are the 10 toes of the statue in Daniel chapter 2. Now, Daniel chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 says, in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams which troubled and disturbed his spirit and interfered with his ability to sleep. Then the king gave a command to call the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came in and stood before the king. The king said to them, I had a dream, and my spirit is troubled and anxious to know the content and meaning of the dream. That's how it starts. Daniel 2, verses 19 through 23. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who changes the times and seasons. He removes kings and he establishes kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and greater knowledge to those who have understanding. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers, for you have given me wisdom and power. Even now you have made known to me what we requested of you, for you have made known to us the solution to the king's matter. So the Lord shows Daniel. Daniel gives honor and glory to the God of heaven. Then we go to Daniel 2, verses 31 through 45, where Daniel now has the answer from God, and he addresses the king. And he says, you, O king, were looking, and behold, there was a single great statue. This image, which was large of unsurpassed splendor, stood before you, and its appearance was awesome and terrifying. As for this statue, its head was made of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. As you were looking, a stone was cut out without human hands, and it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them. Verse 35, then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like the chaff from the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away so that not a trace of them could be found. And the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. verse 36. This was the dream. Now we will tell the king its interpretation. You, O king, are the king of earthly kings, to whom the God of heaven has given the kingdom, the power, the strength, and the glory. And wherever the sons of men dwell, and the beasts of the field, and the birds of the heavens, he has given them into your hand, and has made you rule over them all. You, king of Babylon, are the head of gold. After you will arise another kingdom, the Medo-Persian kingdom, inferior to you, and then a third kingdom of bronze, which was Greece under Alexander the Great, which will rule over the earth. Then Rome, then a fourth kingdom, will be strong as iron, for iron breaks to pieces and shatters all things, and like iron, which crushes things in pieces, it will break and crush all these others. Verse 41, as you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it will be a divided kingdom. But there will be in it some of the durability and strength of iron, just as you saw the iron mixed with common clay. Verse 42, as the 10 toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so some of the kingdom will be strong and another part of it will be brittle. And as you saw the iron mixed with common clay, so they will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not merge. For such diverse things or ideologies cannot unite, even as iron does not mix with clay. Verse 44. In the days of those final 10 kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will its sovereignty be left for another people, but it will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. Verse 45, just as you saw that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it crushed the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has revealed to the king what will take place in the future. So the dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. That's the whole account in Daniel of the dream, the statue, the interpretation to the king. Now, the 10 kings are the feet of the statue in the dream, in the book of Daniel. They are not 10 advisors. They are not 10 former leaders or heads of state or diplomats. They're not 10 men sitting around a table in a council. The 10 toes are 10 kingdoms, 10 world ruling powers, 10 fragments that came from a shattered world empire, from a world empire that had a catastrophic collapse, fragmented into the earth. And there's others talking about this as well, about this very thing right here. These 10 kingdoms will not cleave together or come together politically, spiritually, culturally, and will remain divided and at odds until the return of Christ. They will never fully be able to be cohesive. The modern day geopolitical world we live in was not formed out of a boardroom of a businessman and a leader. What we see today emerge from the collapse of an empire, like the Ottoman Empire, and a long fragmenting that follows the collapse of such an empire. So a large empire collapses, it fragments, and it breaks off into kingdoms. Now, considering the Ottoman Empire, interestingly enough, the Ottoman Empire started in 1299 and went to 1922. 9-1-1 is in both of these dates, the year it began and the year it ended. You have the one, and then you have 2 + 9 = 11. You have the 9-1-1 there, and then in the 1922, you have the 1, and you have the 9 + 2, which is 11, which is interesting. The middle, now I'm going to show you something very interesting about this. It starts in 1299, 2-9 is the middle number. It ends in 1922, 9-2 is the middle number. 92 is the reversal of 29. So there was a reversal and the Ottoman Empire fell, and the numbers even prove it, of the date it began and of the date it ended. And 9-11 as well is in both those dates. Now, it is true there are principalities within the earth attempting to resurrect these empires. Yes, there are principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world that desperately want to resurrect these empires. But out of the collapse of such empires, we saw come the British imperial remnant, the French imperial remnant, the Russian sphere of influence, the Germanic powers, the Austro-Hungarian remnant, the Balkan states, the Middle Eastern powers, the colonial breakaways, the post-war nations, and the shifting alliances that have occurred for at least a century. This is the iron and clay that is spoken of in Daniel that would coexist in the world, but never be able to unify, mix, fully come together, or be cohesive, if that makes sense. So if this, yeah, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make sense of this theory that this board is the 10, is the 10 leaders or 10 kingdoms spoken of, and it's not. Is it a foreshadowing? Yes. Could it be considered a foreshadowing of what is to come? Yes. Daniel 2, verse 42 through 43. As the 10 toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so some of the kingdom will be strong and another part of it will be brittle. And as you saw the iron mixed with common clay, so they will combine with one another in the seed of men, but they will not merge, even as iron does not mix with clay, because at their origins, they are genetically very different. And that is why they can't mix. This is why oil and water can never combine. This is a system that looks strong, may talk about unity, may demonstrate things even by signing deals and treaties, form councils, and still cannot come together with any depth or attachment. That's the iron and the clay. And this 10-member board on this Gaza peace plan is comprised of former leaders, diplomats, and influencers of modern day thought and political influence, not rulers of kingdoms. There's a difference. You have, because retired statesmen, diplomats, and modern day political influencers are not kings. They're not leaders of kingdoms. Now, is it true that some have been invited as well, like the Pope, to be part of this board? Leo, which means the lion. I would be very careful with that. Yes, things like that are true. And it's a foreshadowing. You're inviting the lion into the camp. You see what I'm saying? There's prophetic symbolism in all of this. It's just not these 10 kingdoms that are spoken of in Daniel, but it is a foreshadowing of what is to come. It's a cobblestone that is being laid. It's a path that is being built to the latter events of Revelation 17, to the events that is spoken of in the book of Daniel. And President Trump himself has a finality to his term as president. And then he himself will be a formal leader. You see, Daniel's 10 kings are living, active geopolitical powers, not advisors offering insights and opinions on just peace. It's got to be way broader than that. However, I will say this, that as we watch this happen, there is biblical and prophetic symbolism in what is happening. They are foreshadowings and warnings of the path we are on, of what we are embarking down, of that there is a force beyond this world that is driving us towards the latter events of the book of Revelation. Okay? So that's how I would look at this, as a foreshadowing, as a path that we're beginning to embark upon, but not the 10 kingdoms that are spoken about in the book of Daniel with the statue. Okay, so that's how I would view it. Because the 10 toes of Daniel have been in operation within the earth for some time, and the iron and clay can never become cohesive. They rise, they fracture, they attempt to realign, they attempt to come back together, but can never fully unify, and it shall remain this way until the return of Jesus Christ. And that stone that was taken, that was not carved by human hands, destroys and obliterates all the kingdoms of the earth. Okay, so I wanted to address that because there's been a lot of talk about this. And Daniel was a prophet. He was. He was most certainly a prophet of the Lord. And so, but they've been trying to compare the 10 council board and saying this is the 10 kings of the book of Daniel. No, it's not. These are two very different things. However, it is a foreshadowing. It is a foreshadowing of things to come. Now, on to the UN, because the other part of the gauntlet being dropped at Davos was the UN. President Trump has his sights set on the United Nations, and it appears he is challenging them by creating this board to get done what the UN refuses to do, with a potential end goal of abolishing the UN, with a potential end goal of being so efficient and getting more done when it comes between nations than the UN ever has, that the UN becomes obsolete. A competitor has stepped into the ring now. A competitor. The UN has gone all of these decades unchallenged, and suddenly a competitor has stepped into the ring to challenge now the UN, to challenge its validity and what it really claims it does. Now, I'm going to show you something fascinating when it comes to this too. Some prophetic symbolism, shall we say. New York City is a city made from iron and clay. The soil and the skyscrapers. The soil is the clay. The skyscrapers are the iron. That is where the UN has chosen to have their headquarters. And that is where the new mayor, Zoran Mamdani, his lineage is from countries that were part of the Ottoman Empire, which fragmented and broke off, right, into these kingdoms, which Daniel saw when the Lord revealed the dream to him about the statue and its components and its feet of iron and clay. There's a reason all these pieces are coming together in this time. It's prophetic symbolism. It's prophetic symbolism. This is why you're seeing all of these moving parts within the same time between two blood moons, right, that are marking Purim 2025 and 2026. All these pieces are aligning within this time, because within them is a thread of prophetic symbolism. And that is fascinating. And that is something to watch and to pray about and to be watchmen about. Now, I want to go to December 18th, 2020. Almost 6 years ago, word of the Lord. This was right after the election in November. We all know what happened with that election. But December 18th, 2020, now we're going to go words of the Lord when it comes to the UN and why we're seeing happen now, why we're seeing the gauntlet being dropped now, why we're watching the UN be challenged now, why it's forming now, why all these pieces are coming together now, why the lines were drawn in the sand in Davos, Switzerland, now. December 18th, 2020, there are judges, heads of state, heads of corporations, heads of pharmakia, heads of media, heads of military and legal justice branches, former presidents, spouses of former presidents, and the heads of the UN, all involved in this attempted blockade to rob the people, to rob those who have no idea they're being robbed, says the Lord, who are freely handing over their freedoms, thinking their freedoms will be safe and secure in the hands of a wicked council. Listen to the wording the Lord is using. In the hands of a wicked council and their cardboard cutouts propped up in positions of leadership to be just that. However, says the Lord thy God, this day, cardboard cutouts fold easily, they destroy easily, and the slightest wind knocks them over. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I have set my face against Moab. I have set my face against those who worship Baal. I have set my face against the council. I have set my face against the UN. I have set my face against the council of donkeys and elephants attempting to attack a foundation. I, the Lord, have laid in this country. This council of both parties has their dirty hands stirring the pot in the elections in Israel and are knee-deep in countries where dictators and God-haters rule, with an oppressive hammer, who rule with an oppressive whip, that's capital, who for guaranteed positions, for guaranteed funds, and for offshore accounts have sold the United States to the highest bidder. However, I, the Lord thy God, am nullifying that sale. I, the Lord God, am declining it, for it is not capital theirs to sell. It is not theirs to divide up. It is not theirs to steal capital, says the Lord God Elohim this day. That is back in 2020, that word. When the Lord starts calling all of these pieces out, working together to attempt to broker a sale and sell the United States to the nations that hate it. Now, April 17th, 2020, the secret meetings that took place involving parts of the United Nations, Silicon Valley, Giants Capital, and the politically corrupt shall now come under a microscope and their discussions and plans magnified to reveal the details, says the Lord. This is a time of magnification, and what has been hidden by red tape, by paid cover-ups, by secret oaths, what has been put under lock and key, but you see, I, the Lord thy God, have the master key, capital, and I shall unlock what is hidden, and I shall magnify, capital, their dealings, says the Lord. An infectious scandal shall sweep through the United Nations, says the Lord. Every channel and branch will not escape this, for their dealings, currency exchange, meetings, and backroom deals. These shall be magnified for the world to see, says the Lord. April 8th, 2021, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, an altercation on Pennsylvania Avenue shall cause parties to sink deeper into the hole of complicit nations. Instead of the United Nations, it shall collapse on itself and be exposed as the complicit nations with all hands in a supposed honeypot that is a trap that seals as glue. Nations shall be paraded and named. The United Nations shall be a haunt for jackals as directors sink in a quicksand of WHO, capital, and UNICEF and peacekeepers who are really bouncers for unclean transactions in countries abroad, says the Lord. This is all 4, 5, 6 years ago. These words. November 4th, 2021. November 4th. 2021. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, as the wicked attempt as well to wrap the United States in grave clothes, spiritually killing them first and now physically targeting and killing allotted groups. So I, the Lord thy God, this day am unwrapping your grave clothes as the corrupt and most heinous of men and women wanted to put the United States in a grave and drain every bit of freedom and life and faith from it in order to wrap it in chains and commit it to harsh labor and territorial rule. They had plans to set up headships of different countries, their thrones in the U.S. far more invasive and corrupt than the United Nations ever was. Thus says the Lord, a hostile takeover in the U.N. as a last push. Watch and see. Watch what happens now because they've been challenged. I'm telling you, I'm reading you all of this because watch what happens now that the gauntlet has been dropped and the U.N. has been challenged at Davos by the formation of this peace board. April 22nd, 2024. Thus says the Lord, the spirit of Amalek, that spirit has gone out with force into the nations and is stirring up those who serve it through religions, not of me, capital, says the Lord. It is stirring up the United Nations, enticing them to make a judgment that will cost them much and will shroud their leadership in shame. Shame shall be their portion, says the Lord. It shall, as well as that winged creature of darkness, shall be struck. For you have challenged the covenants I have made with nations. You enable Amalek, who I war with every generation, for their horrors they have committed. And I shall war with you, O UN, and fight against you and China and Russia. I shall war with you and frustrate your cords for what you have done. We're watching the warring happen. We're watching the warring. We're literally watching the beginning of that warring happen. And it got dropped. The line was drawn in Davos, Switzerland, August 25th, 2025. Now, this is interesting because 25 and 25 is 50, and 50 or so invitations went out for this peace board. So I find that interesting. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the United Nations shall have a flip and scandal far greater than what they accuse other nations of, shall arise from the headship, says the Lord, a pit up to their necks in scandal, the famine they attempt to cause, the disease they attempt to unleash, the multinational alliance they are attempting to make to tip the balance of power, says the Lord, for they are switching the order, says the Lord, and the tables of the money changers and altar makers shall be overturned, says the Lord. The UN is set in poise for one of the greatest scandals to come forth that is laid hidden for decades, capital, says the Lord, shall be excavated in this time, and a collapse from within of alliances and bases the UN holds shall occur. The collapsing of alliances is happening because people are going to this peace board instead. Leaders, former leaders, are going to this peace board instead. You're watching the alliances begin to crack. You're watching the beginnings of this with what we are watching unfold. September 18th, 2021. I had talked about this in a broadcast back then, how the UN was tied into the Build Back Better slogan that Joe Biden used, but they used it back in 2015 to frame the Sendai framework of disaster recovery that was adopted in the UN World Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction in Sendai, Japan. Build Back Better goes all the way back to the book of Isaiah, when Israel said, the bricks have fallen, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have fallen, but we'll replace them with cedars. You know what that says? Oh, yeah, God, we're going to build back better. You might have tried to knock down. We're going to build back better, which ties to 9/11, which ties to Tom Daschle from the Senate floor reading those scriptures, which was really a judgment over the United States of America, which ties to the UN, whose headquarters is in New York City, which is ground zero for 9/11. Now, this was September 18th, 2021. I warned about this. And I warned that this Build Back Better started in 2015, and they were hoping to complete this framework by 2030. I said all this in this broadcast. That's why President Trump, I believe, one of the reasons he is racing to get this peace board together now, he realizes they're trying to complete a framework by 2030. And that framework can be disrupted. That began in 2015. It was a 15-year plan. They're trying to complete it by 2030. And this peace board has the propensity to disrupt, dismantle alliances, fracture foundations, and move individuals over to that board, which then would interrupt their timeline. Interrupt their timeline. So this was something the UN wanted to get done by 2030. Isn't it interesting? In 2026, 4 years prior, this is when this is unveiled. This is when they're trying to take this and run with it now, with this peace board. Very interesting. October 20th, 2023. Do not, capital, make the same mistake in defiance as Israel once made, as America once made. Do not, O Israel, repeat such, but humble yourselves under the strength of Adonai, for I, the Lord, have the strategy to pursue. David and Joshua won battles by putting, capitals, me before them, not in spite of them, as a ritual. You must, capital, mean it in this hour. You must. For the United Nations, ha, says the Lord, united they are not. Those nations who tug the purse strings as a puppeteer so tightens and lifts strings in order to move a puppet, so the same shall happen in this hour, says the Lord. And the UN, backed by three nations in particular, shall attempt, it says, to put Israel on a chain and plunge that chain into the ground and prevent its advance of what I, the Lord, am directing in this hour. And says the Lord, if the UN does such in this hour, its masters shall have their pants pulled down, and I shall expose to you the shame of who truly is running those nations, the bare capital facts of what they have hidden, and I, the Lord, shall do this before the earth if they interfere for the gain of those nations who have corrupted and taken hostage the vote of others. They are not, capital, peacekeepers, says the Lord. They are positioned as spies for these nations. They're positioned as spies for these nations. This is highly strategic what's happening, because you're dealing with Greenland, which is standing in between Russia and China and all those nations up there. Now you got the UN, right? Now you're trying to go after the UN too and raise a challenge to the UN. There's a lot of strategy and skill here that is happening, and why these moves are all happening at once, because you can't just move one because the others will attempt to fortify. So when you're going after something like this, you actually have to go after all of it at once, so none of it has time to fortify. And this is why you're watching it unfold in the strategy that we are watching it unfold in this hour. Now, another reason. Let's show you what our friends at the UK did. We love our viewers at the UK. Don't get me wrong, but your leaders right now are a few fries short of a Happy Meal, and they want to do something right now. That is one of the main reasons President Trump is going after Greenland so hard. So let's put up the Fox News article. Trump slams UK island handoff deal that could put key US military base at risk. Diego Garcia is a threat to Beijing's strategy to control shipping lanes between oil-rich Middle East and China's industrial heartland, defense experts say. President Donald Trump dramatically reversed course Tuesday on a UK plan to transfer sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius while warning it could jeopardize U.S. access to the Diego Garcia military base. Trump's reversal, look at the word used. Hold on. Trump's reversal. Okay. It all lines up. All right, let's go back. Trump's reversal highlights what a defense expert called a new Trump doctrine before linking the president's opposition to the Chagos deal, which with his Greenland push, and citing fears Mauritius could later back out. Writing on his Truth Social platform Tuesday, Trump called the UK's Chagos decision an act of great stupidity. Truer words were never spoken. Shockingly, our brilliant NATO ally, the United Kingdom, is currently planning to give away the island of Diego Garcia, the site of a vital U.S. military base, to Mauritius, and to do so for no reason whatsoever, Trump wrote. There is no doubt that China and Russia have noticed this act of total weakness. Oh, predators always notice when there is an act of weakness. And it says Trump has done a 180 partly because of the UK's support for Denmark's sovereign claims over Greenland and partly because of a new strategy outlined by the White House. Interestingly enough, Hinduism is the most widely practiced religion of the island of Mauritius, which ties to China and India. So China is in the mix with this somehow. Mauritius is mostly Hindu, though they have some Christians and some Muslims there. They are widely Hindu. And the UK right now, who is at war with Ishmael, wants to hand over the island to those who worship 17 million demon gods and put our military base in their hands, who practice the same religion that is widely practiced in China. This is not an accident. These are principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness trying to merge and vie for dominance and bring certain countries together and merge them in order to, in the spirit, have a stronger military position, which affects the natural. That's why you're watching this happen. May 6, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, TikTok, Big Ben, London's clock. Just watch, says the Lord, as deals are made and ammunition in many ways exchanged. What happens with the leadership in England, says the Lord, for the time has come for a renewing of my spirit and my word in England, for tyranny is at their doorstep knocking. Capitals, do not open that door, for it will be the fall of much in your nation if you do. Deals are made and ammunition in many ways exchanged. That's what they're trying to do right now. They are in a very weakened position. They are making very foolish decisions. And out of this decision, Trump has strengthened his position on Greenland now, because a military base is at stake that the U.S. has. The Diego Garcia, I think it's called Diego Garcia, that base is in jeopardy right now. And China and Russia have taken notice of that. and there are waterways there, that those that are nefarious are desperate to control. It's the same with Greenland. There are waterways right now that if it falls into the wrong hands, you will see shipping crises on our hands, the likes of which we have never seen. So this is why we're watching the urgency, and President Trump move with such urgency in so many pieces at once that don't look like they're connected, but they are. But they are in the inner working of the web of nations. They really are connected. So we need to understand that. We need to understand that, and we need to intercede and pray. And there are some people right now that are trying to get you distracted by other things that are being said that are going to be proven to be false. And we should be testing everything. We should be testing everything when it comes to the word, when it comes to prophecy, when it comes to prayer. We should be testing, not just believing, but praying, being the watchman, and testing. We are not supposed to be blind fools that can just be spoon-fed prophetic porridge and not test it. That's not what the church is meant to do. We are meant to test it. We are meant to watch and test and hold it up to the word and see how things align with the word. And see how things align with the word. This is what we are meant to do. And some of you are getting very distracted right now by other things that you shouldn't be getting distracted by, because it has nothing to do with you. And the Lord's trying to speak to you about certain things, and you can't hear it because you're jammed up like the California freeway in your soul by all the junk that others are throwing out there. And if we are to be the mature church, we have to test, we have to watch, we have to hold things up to scripture, we have to pray, and we have to walk it out. This is part of maturity. This is part of it. And we need to mature as the church, or otherwise we're done for. In this atmosphere, in this temperature, and this Burger King, have it your way, clickbait atmosphere, we have to test, and we have to pray, and we have to be watchmen. And let me tell you something. You know why you intercede and pray for people? Do you know why? Because there are Sauls out there that are going to become Pauls. And if you refuse to intercede and pray, and you were meant to, in order to turn that situation, and it doesn't turn, you are held partly accountable for that. There are Sauls who are going to become Pauls in this atmosphere. We should be interceding and praying for that, because Paul was one of the greatest preachers, proponents of the gospel, and wrote most of the New Testament. And had people not been interceding and praying, we may not have what we have biblically. There are Sauls that are going to be raised up to be Pauls in this temperature and atmosphere. And that's why we should be interceding and praying for plots to be destroyed. Plots. For the kingdom of darkness's plans to be exposed, for the Lord to take who the enemy might use as a weapon and fashion them and radically save them and bring them into the kingdom to be used as one of the greatest reversals of a weapon against the kingdom of darkness in this time. That's walking in maturity. That is walking in maturity. And that is what we need to do as the church in this time. We need to do this. We have to grow up in this sense. Otherwise, you are just going to keep eating cold porridge, and your growth is going to be stunted, and you're never really going to grow because you're not learning how to test things. We have to test in this atmosphere. We have to be watchmen. Watchmen test everything. Watchmen examine everyone that's coming, no matter good, bad, or indifferent, and examine their motives, and examine why they're coming, and examine what the assignment is. That's what true watchmen do, and that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing. And the Lord wants me to say this so conviction falls on many of you out there to stop and to do that instead. Because in this time, it has to be done. You have to pray, you have to watch, you have to test. It's so important right now. Praise the Lord. It's so important. It's so important. And I felt led to say that from the Lord. And there are things we're going to go into next week about the administration. But the Lord and the Holy Spirit have led me to say that tonight. You need to take and test. That's what he wants you to do. Because there might be something he wants to say to you that you haven't been open to hearing until now, because you're being warned. So do that. I'm encouraging all of you to do that for tonight. I'm encouraging you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Update on Chris. Chris, praise God. He's doing well. He is clear in his mind. He is on a lot of medication, so please pray for him in that regard. We're taking him to some other doctors, and including a chiropractor to see if there's other things that we could be doing to help Chris. We are working on getting an aid for him, a medical aid that is starting next week, praise God. So Chris is, praise God, doing very well. He's still recovering, but boy, is he, you know, considering what happened, doing well. So thank you, all of you, for your continued prayers. We'll probably do another short together in the next few days, and we'll put it out so you can see Chris. He's probably watching upstairs right now, but thank you again for all your continued support and prayers as I walk through this with Chris, and as you all have been just holding us up in prayer, and we're so appreciative of that. I want to put up a Brace for Impact real quick. I didn't realize how prophetic this title would be till we have watched everything unfold that's unfolding, but Brace for Impact is available for pre-order. It's coming out in April. You could go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down, you'll see this, and you can click on it. It'll take you to Amazon, and you can pre-order Brace for Impact, 5 rare prophetic events that will trigger a spiritual tipping point. This goes all the way to 2028. So if you want to pre-order your copy, you can do that now. Also, our prayer line. We have an incredible free prayer line Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call either phone number on the screen. We have amazing prayer warriors ready to listen and pray with you. And so we are blessed to be able to offer this to you. So please use it. Also, we're going to put up Andrew Sorcini. Gold and Silver are doing some amazing things right now. Amazing with what's happening with how they keep basically going up. So if you are interested in precious metals, in gold, silver, in gold-backed IRAs and rolling over your IRAs, Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metal and his team are more than happy to speak with you. You can text Andrew at 310-433-3524. Email him, Andrew at bh-pm.com, or you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, scroll down and click on the website. We do have the Cyrus coin with Andrew, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, and on the back, "In God We Trust, Saving Grace," because Almighty God is our saving grace. And so that is called the Cyrus coin, and there's no minimum. Andrew is finding very creative ways to help our viewers. He has been so kind and wonderful about it. So please reach out to Andrew today. The market today too was on the rise. Given what happened at Davos, there was an incredible uptick, it seemed, in the market as well. QE Strong also. It's our last thing we're going to put up. This is QE Strong. It is Toby approved. We have used these pain patches on Toby. You can use them on their pets. It is basically All natural ways of dealing with pain. They have patches also for allergy relief and a host of other things. They also have a red light therapy wand that's portable that you can put on your joints. But these pain patches, I have used them. We have put them on Toby as well. You can use them on your pets. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, scroll down and find QE Strong, click on it, and use promo code ARC for a discount. So if you're looking for an alternative way to treat issues you're going through and to treat pain and things of that nature, please go check out QE Strong. And that's, I have to tell you something. I am still heated up like a furnace. I could probably keep preaching for another 2 hours. I'm not even joking you. I could just keep right on going at this point. But we got to land this plane somehow, guys. It's Thursday night. We're coming into the weekend. We're dealing with a snowstorm that, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying to dismantle right now. That's headed our way. So please continue to pray for us in that regard as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight, for staying on. We love that you come on. We're blessed that you come on. We're not entitled to have you come on and watch, and we're just so grateful that you do. You all are such a blessing, and I love that you have a community in the chat that you can all come on to and see each other and talk together as well. So we want to just encourage you in the word. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have Psalms 123, 34, 35, 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. We should be speaking that all the time. Cleansing our heart. Checking our heart and soul condition. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, which the order of that prayer is so important for us to learn and understand in our prayer life. So I encourage you to incorporate it into your prayer life as well. We always want to encourage you with the word. It is the sword of the Spirit. It is living, active, and current for every generation. And we need to be speaking it into the vein of situations, into the atmosphere of our home, into the atmosphere of situations, in order to use the power and authority we have been given through Christ Jesus on high to influence the spirit, which affects the natural. So we encourage you in it as we go forth. We will be putting out shorts the rest of the week, and we will be coming on early next week. If something wild happens, you never know, we may pop on the weekend. But we will be on very early next week, and we will be putting out shorts the rest of the week. So thank you to everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening and your weekend. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Hey, everybody. Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals, and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals, kind of like what we should put in our soul. What nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.